We begin today with athletics and the news that the Czech Republic have picked up a quite impressive 5 medals at the European Indoor Championships in Sweden's Gothenburg. The most valuable of them was gold for Pavel Maslák in the men's 400 metres. The 20-year-old spent virtually the entire race in front and was the clear winner, finishing in a time of 45.66 seconds. That's the fastest time seen in Europe this season and sets a new Czech national record. Maslák said becoming the fastest Czech over the distance had been on his mind going into Sunday's final.
I had thought that victory would come with the Czech record, and that's how it was. I'd expected a tough battle with the Russian Trenikin in the final straight, but he chose a looser approach and that made it easier for me. I believed that if he were ahead of me in the run-in, I'd get him at the finish, and if I was ahead of him, I wouldn't let him pass.
Pavel Maslák, who adds indoor European gold to the outdoor medal he already holds. Maslák was also on the team that took bronze in the men's 4x400m relay. That result was declared only after the UK, who had come first, were disqualified following a Czech protest. The Czech women also took bronze in the relay. Susanna Hejmová, who had come fourth in the 400m individual race, was the last of the Czech runners in the final.
I'm very happy. To be honest, I hadn't much believed we'd get a medal, but when I saw the girls start and how they were running, I said to myself, maybe we could manage it. As for whether it makes up for the individual race, I'm not really that disappointed.
And the other Czech medal winners in Gothenburg were Ladislav Prašil, who took bronze in the shot put, and Jaroslav Baba, who came third in the high jump. Tennis, and there's a new Czech name to watch out for. Though ranked only 127th in the world, Karolina Plíšková has just won her first WTA title. The 20-year-old started poorly, but fought back to beat Bethany Mattek-Sands of the US 1-6-7-5-6-3 in the final of the Malaysian Open in Kuala Lumpur on Sunday. It was Plíšková's first ever WTA singles final. Finally, soccer, and after the weekend's action, Viktoria Plzeň are still in front in the Czech First Division, though they have seen their lead reduced to only 1 point following a 1-1 home draw against Baník Ostrava on Sunday. Plzeň fullback David Limbersky failed to convert a penalty in that game, while Ostrava returnee Milan Baroš saw a header hit the woodwork. The leaders have Sparta Prague breathing down their necks following their 2-0 away win over Ceska Budějovice. On Thursday, Plzeň will welcome Turkey's Fenerbahçe to West Bohemia for the first leg of their Europa League round of 16 tie. That's all the sport for today.